TEFL Music Chamber Choir Director Ivars Torrens joins us this morning to talk about two different concert programs with five performances each with TEFL Music Baroque Orchestra. Good morning.
Good morning. Great to be here.
You are a busy man, Ivars.
This time of the year, you're really busy.
My goodness. Now, let's talk about the first one, Four Weddings, a Funeral, and a Coronation.
Well, it's a spin on the movie, of course. Yeah. We decided that we wanted to highlight fantastic Baroque music to do with weddings and a particular Requiem Mass by Charpentier. Mm-hmm. So we have music for three royal weddings, mm-hmm. plus a nod to everyone's modern wedding. The infamous Pachelbel Canon is there as well. And that's the four weddings. And then the funeral is this mm-hmm. Sumptuous Requiem Mass by Charpentier. Mm-hmm. A glorious work. And then we thought we'd throw in a coronation anthem as well from the coronation of James II, a fantastic anthem by John Blow. So it's a panoply of rich music from the 17th and 18th century by Lully and Purcell and Handel, all the greats.
Did you have some inside info on like the Prince Harry thing this week? That the scheduling is
no,
perfect.
No, but that's wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful advertising. And I'm glad to be sharing this program with our new music director, Elisa Citerio, as well.
Yes, that's wonderful, isn't it? Now, how many people are in the choir?
22.
22, that's a nice size.
Yeah, it's a chamber choir, mm-hmm. and we can expand as needed for programs, but this is going to be the regular choir.
Mm-hmm, that's wonderful. And let's now jump.
Two weeks later.
The big one.
Yeah,
the
not
big
too
one.
Far away. Yeah. No. But to the Handel's Messiah.
Yes. Well, here we go again. I think
Handel.
I'm up to over 200 performances.
Good
consecutive, something like 38 consecutive years doing this thing. And it's wonderful to be back in Kerner Hall to present four performances of Handel's Messiah. Mm-hmm. And then we jump over to Massey Hall. And Herr Handel comes to town and runs the proceedings, and 2,700 people in the audience raise their voices to join us in a sing-along performance.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've done so many of them.
Yeah.
How do you keep it fresh?
It is always fresh.
Time you never groan inwardly?
No. Well, I groan in terms of the amount of work and the concentration that's required and this time of year. But once I'm into it, it's an amazing work of art. Like any work of art, there's always something to find new in it, something that gets uncovered. You have a new cast of soloists every year, and this year we have a fantastic cast with Joanne Lunn and James Lang, both from England. Mm-hmm. Rufus Muller has joined us many times, and Brett Polegato is joining us. Mm-hmm. So they bring something fresh every time. And it's just rejuvenation every time.
That's good.
When you're considering voices for the Messiah, are you listening for the soloist? Are you listening for a particular type of sound that would best honor the Baroque era?
Yes, but we work with people who work in this repertoire regularly. Okay. So we have colleagues that have worked with us for many years. Who do this repertoire. They also do Lieder, or they might do opera as well, but they know how to approach 17th and 18th century music, and that's who we look for. And then we keep our ears open for young, new, fresh voices to see what they have as well in terms of being able to grasp that. It's a different style than singing romantic opera. So we keep our ears open, but it's always wonderful to have colleagues come and bring their experience to it, and it's a real sharing.
This concert, your concert, I mean, performances very closely mirror that of which took place at the beginning. Is that not correct?
We try and approach. I mean, Handel's performances changed every season,
but then the size.
Size, it's very close to it. Mm-hmm. Actually, Handel's orchestra was even bigger than ours.
Ah.
Handel liked to have big orchestras.
Well, who wouldn't?
Exactly. Well, Bach didn't.
Well, that's true. That's true.
Bach actually preferred very smaller. Small ensembles.
Right. Yeah.
But the proportions are about right. It brings a clarity to the music.
Mm-hmm.
It brings an immediacy as well.
Yes.
Of course, there's nothing to compare with the symphonic orchestra and chorus of 150, 200 that can bring a different angle. But Handel's music, just like Bach's, it doesn't matter who performs it. Mm-hmm. It's still, its message comes through.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's still around, which mm-hmm. is the amazing thing when you think that Handel's
sure.
Messiah has had consecutive performances every year since its Dublin
yes.
premiere.
Yes.
What other piece of music can you say that about?
Right. And wouldn't you say that amongst all of the Messiahs that are being performed this year, that yours is probably more intimate?
It is. I mean, Kerner Hall isn't necessarily so intimate a space.
Mm-hmm.
It is warm. It's a medium-sized hall. The intimacy comes from the clarity, I think.
Mm-hmm.
We can still let it rip.
Yeah.
In the bigger section.
Oh, I have no
section.
Doubt that you can let it rip.
But I think it has to do with whether you're looking at a huge canvas in an art gallery
mm-hmm.
or you're looking at, a Vermeer. There's lots to see in it. And I think what we try to achieve is a vitality and a freshness. Mm-hmm.
And so, bearing that in mind and Mike's previous question, what have you in particular found that is new to say this year? Through
in
the
Messiah?
Yeah.
I'll know that when I open my score.
Oh!
Good answer.
It hasn't been sort of percolating?
No.
Oh, okay.
It hits you. It's just like, what is Herr Handel going to be doing this year at the sing-along?
Right.
He has no idea.
Right.
Usually it comes to him a week before.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's also a stressful time of year to have him in our house rumbling around, not knowing what's going to happen
yes.
on the day of. But no, it's the kind of thing that when you approach the work at the moment, in rehearsals, it speaks to you in a new way.
It speaks to you then.
It's like having a friend that you haven't seen for maybe 10 years,
mm-hmm.
a close friend.
Mm-hmm.
That relationship never goes away.
Right.
But then you it's a springboard. Whatever, your first meeting again, it happens on the spot. And
right.
and my relationship with that score and many others is that when I open it and I'm working on it, then it says, hi, well, we haven't talked for a long time, but this aria here, look what I have to say here.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it speaks to me.
That's
fantastic.
Amazing.
Well, bearing that in mind, we wish you all the best with
Thank you so much.
All the Messiahs
Indeed.
And all your programs. We've been speaking with Tafel Music Chamber Director Ivars Torrens about four weddings, a funeral, and a coronation. And that starts November 29th and runs for five performances. And Handel's Messiah, and that is from December 13th. And that also has five performances. The Sing-Along Messiah is at Massey Hall on December 17th. What I'm going to suggest is that you go to tafelmusic.org to find everything.
That's
Thank you, Ivars.
Thanks.